Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Fuel Radio Music, the story behind the music. Now, here's your host, Rod Jans.
Hi, this is Rod Jans, and on the phone with me today is Nico Boston. Nico is one of the organizers of the Lilgard Festival that's happening at the end of June up in Kelowna, June 30th and to July 1st. And I thought I'd just have him on and ask some questions about it. It looks like a great festival, and I'm looking forward to going up and hanging out there myself and taking it in. So, Nico, thanks so much for joining me today.
All right on. Thanks for the phone call. Any chance to talk on the phone is a good one.
what's your role in the festival?
I am kind of overseeing the promotion and, you know, flyers, posters, setting up the website and kind of the general communication, helping just kind of plan. It's kind of an all hands on deck sort of a thing. Everybody's really involved, but that's my main role.
Cool.
And
go ahead.
No, and then I actually just got a slot to play as well, which is just a last minute addition.
Oh, good.
Couple tunes.
Yeah. Couple tunes. Excellent. Yeah. So the group that's primarily behind it is Tribe House. Is that
correct? That's right. Yeah, the Tribe House Artist Collective.
Yeah.
We're organizing and overseeing it, and then we've partnered with a few other organizations and people to make it happen. The biggest one being Bottega, which is where the festival is held.
Yeah.
And so Bottega is totally on board to help, you know, provide the food and drinks and accommodations for some of the different artists and people coming. And it's just unbelievable grounds. And they're also building a new stage for us this year as well. So that's always cool.
Oh, wow. So let's go back. Where have you been before the last few years? Or the last couple of years, this is the third annual Lilgard Festival.
That's right, yeah.
Where you come from, or give us a little bit of history.
Well, so it started with this idea. Andrew Smith actually had this idea to start this little backyard. It was more of a backyard party, and it was actually on the same grounds, but there was no building there. And so he had just invited, you know, a pile of friends and artists to come and said, basically, hey, you want to come and play for free? You know, we'd invite people to just come for free, and everything would just be totally free. So a bunch of people got together and put some money together for porta potties, and that was the first year. So that was like maybe 25 different artists, so maybe 20 or 25 artists, all and they got together, built the stage together. You know, a couple of days before, people camped out, and it was super laid back, and it was over the Canada Day long weekend as well. So it's kind of a surprise that people actually, artists wanted to come and play, you know, on the kind of a prime money-making weekend. But there seemed to be some juice on it. So year two was a little bit bigger. There was kind of a bigger team involved, a little more organization, twice as many porta-potties, which was like two. And there were a few hundred people that came. Yeah. I think there was like about 350 people that came last year in total over the weekend. And again, just mainly music focused, and there was no building on the property. But this year, there is the building, which is an unbelievable, you know, space. It's got inside the actual building, there's 10 hotel rooms, and there's a great room that can seat about 200 people. And then this year, we've got a a pile of new elements, and we thought, well, why don't we really include a bunch of these artists, the visual artists that we're in contact with, and there's also a sculptor, and so we're having this Lily Gallery, and there's two artists from in town that have really taken this on and invited. There's I think 14 different visual artists that are going to be on display in the Lily Gallery. And these will all have a sort of a theme of social justice. And so kind of the whole shtick of the festival is to promote and encourage this idea of arts, faith, and justice, and to create ways for conversations to happen and really to inspire people on with this kind of a theme. So there's going to be all kinds of stuff happening with, you know, of course, music being the main one, nonstop from 11 a.m. on the Saturday, June 30th, until, 5 p.m. on July 1st, the Sunday.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I popped over to the Bottega website while you're talking. It looks like it's just an amazing facility. So it's going to be an interesting place to have the festival. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's going to be great, and it gives us a lot more room, so to be able to have, some kids' activities. We've got this kids, the nanny sitters, they're going to be providing crafts and stuff for the kids, and we'll have, chalk on the grounds and basketball and lots of stuff for kids to run around. It's a forest area, right? So it's just awesome for the kids. And then we've got a beer garden this year. And we've got the Streaming Cafe is going to be there as well, providing the drinks and kind of serving everything, doing it that way. Streaming Cafe is also going to be streaming the festival live the whole weekend with like a 6-camera shoot. So it'll be pretty incredible. So anybody in the world can kind of peek in on what's happening up here in East Kelowna over the day weekend.
Wow.
So,
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the just before we get that, how can people register? They just go to the website. I mean, we'll include a link, obviously, on Fuel Radio, but it's just lilligard.tribehouse.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, or lilligardfestival.com goes to the same place. So that's kind of what we're using. It's easier to remember. Lilligardfestival.com, and you can get tickets on there. There's the whole schedule, and you can see the artists, directions, and the whole schmear.
Yeah.
So that's where you can get tickets.
$25 a person. So
it's 15 with an N.
$15
bucks for general admission, and then $25 for a family.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible considering the lineup that you have there.
Totally.
The location and everything else. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So let's start out by talking about some of the musicians that are going to be there. Who are you going to have playing this year?
Well, we have a bunch of people that really excited to have the Violet Burning. They're going to be driving up from L.A. And, I mean, these guys have been around forever. I remember listening to them on old, Vineyard albums from, 20 years ago or something. But, and I just saw them recently actually in Kamloops last year. And, Michael Pritzel is just such a rad guy, and he carries so much, so much of this similar sort of heart with him, right, about just caring for people and social justice. And David Roos is going to be there. Also, he's coming up from L.A. Sarah Brendel is coming in from Germany, and she has her CD release party that same weekend. And the Geese are coming up from Vancouver, Old Mare, Acoustic, Ari Neufeld. Cod Gone Wild is like a crazy Newfie Celtic band. they're awesome. And Graham Orr and Norm Strauss are playing with the Ord Strauss Blues Review. And this other band, Zurban, is the latest band that we just booked. Ezra Quizera, Kim McMeckin, Cowboy Bob is from up here, Corey Doak, Joshua Smith, Jimmy Balfour, Raquel Warshaw. We got some spoken word with Bruce and Brian Weeb. Jonathan Ink is coming up. Just with a smaller crew. Some spoken word by really killer, two killer spoken word guys, Nathan Hare, and it's got beatboxer Josh Cullen. Joel Strauss is coming. Urban Birds are going to play on the Sunday morning. They've got this cool little like jazz fusion instrumental thing. It's like radio having a baby with soul life. It's going to be cool.
And then a
pile of visual artists as well. Like I mentioned, John Revel is just coming. So tons of different artists, and then Jesse Padgett's doing a ventriloquism thing on Sunday morning, right?
Okay.
During the, we have a Dutch pancake breakfast that we Ari and I have a tradition of baking that. Normally it's on the barbecue, but this year it'll actually be on a real stove, which is going to be cool.
Yeah.
So we bake Dutch pancakes for everyone, and then have some music and puppet ventriloquist thing going on. And
so Grandpa's going to show up.
Grampy. Yeah, I just actually saw him the other day for the first time.
He's funny, hey?
Oh,
yeah, he's hilarious.
Holy.
Yeah.
It's so nutty. I've actually been working on trying to learn ventriloquism, but my wife just says it sucks. So it's not very believable, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Jesse's one of the best. He's great. Yeah, well, it looks like a great mix of speaking and music, and like I'm just looking at the schedule here, and it's just nonstop. You got one musician and speaker and spoken word after another, and then of course I guess you have visual art somewhere else as well. So it looks like it's going to be amazing, and then the late night philosophy session with Brad Jerzak.
and we this is one of the elements that we're adding this year is this element of speaking, because Dave Roos and Chris Jansen, Ezra Quisera, and Brad Jerzak are going to be speaking, but we didn't want to have just a big speaking slot in the middle of the day, so we decided this kind of thing goes better late at night when everyone's wants to relax. And And it's just going to be, really more informal. It'll be really interesting. And just to have sort of these short little 10-minute TED Talk type, sessions throughout the day. Just to kind of give some people some things to think about. And we'll have some different organizations there and this peace circle that we're building. That'll be a little bit more interactive with some outdoor kind of interactive art wall insulations, throughout the ground. So it'll just be really cool. But the whole idea really is just to sort of set a stage for things to be created there as well, and for conversations to happen. It's these kinds of things. You can't plan how they're really all going to go, or it's really we just want to create the environment for things to happen, for people to be inspired.
Yeah. I was looking at the video from past festivals, and I just got the impression you get that many creative people in one place, you just never know what's going to happen, right?
No.
Yeah. That's probably that spontaneous stuff as well. That's just as much fun or as interesting as everything else that goes on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, people, there's camping, there's some spots to camp there and stuff, so that's always cool. And when people are hanging out late night, a lot of that, some of the best stuff happens at 1 in the morning, right?
Yeah, sure. Good. Yes. Right on. Well, Nico, again, thanks so much for joining me, and I'm just so impressed with Tribe House and Bottega and the entire festival. It looks like it's just going to be it's going to be a 10. And again, if people want to find out more, then go to Lilgard Festival. Is it .com or .?
Yeah, .com.
.com, okay. And I guess it's important for people to register beforehand just so you get some idea of the number of people that are going to be up there. But, yeah, great stuff.
That's great.
Okay,
thanks
a lot,
Rod,
again.
for the invite. It'll be cool to have you up there.
You're welcome, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Right on. See you.
Okay. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fuel Radio.